Ukrainians huddled inside a kindergarten last week, thinking they'd be safe. Instead, a child and two civilians were killed. This is drone footage of the kindergarten, showing a man lying on the ground, blood pooling around him, and damage to the school in multiple locations. This weapon from Kharkiv lying atop ashy snow. This week, the International Criminal Court, or ICC, announced it would investigate if war crimes have been committed in Ukraine.
This is a reminder to all factions, to all parties to the conflict, that they must conduct themselves in compliance with the laws of war. Drilling down, of course, the obligation is to conduct credible investigations, which means there's no destination that is predetermined. We have to get to the truth.
Amnesty International says this is just a sampling of the evidence it has collected of Russia's suspected use of cluster munitions since it invaded Ukraine last week.
We have investigated seven cases in depth where cluster munitions and other ballistic missiles that are prohibited under international law have struck schools, hospitals, medical centers, places that are not supposed to be hit by weapons because they're protected as civilian objects under international law.
In 2014, Human Rights Watch accused the Ukrainian military of widespread use of cluster munitions while fighting pro-Russian rebels in Donetsk. Political analyst Dmitry Babich says Russia demanded an investigation, but it went nowhere.
Unfortunately, international judicial bodies are not independent, not only from powerful governments, but also from public opinion. You know, right now, public opinion is very much against Russia, and it sees this tragedy that is going on in Ukraine in black and white terms. I think the story is not black and white.
When fired, cluster munitions create a kind of fireworks of small bombs, scattering indiscriminately across several hundred meters. Those that don't explode leave landmines, often killing children who pick up the small balls left behind. More than 100 countries have agreed to ban their use. Russia and Ukraine have not. Natasha Ganeim, Al Jazeera.